Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about a big event happening this weekend is the organizer of the Klondike Challenge, Justin Griffith, joining us. How are you today, Justin?
Good to be here this morning, Kevin.
Yeah, I know you and I get together every summer for, you know, the big Sable River Canoe Marathon, but you've got an event going on this weekend that kind of kicks off that whole paddling season, right?
Yeah, we do. We have the Klondike Challenge, Canoe Kayak Challenge this weekend.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's the kickoff to the canoe racing season.
All right. Well, let's get the details. It starts off tomorrow. Where does everybody need to be, and who needs to be a part of this?
The event is staged at Chemical Bank on F-41 in Oscoda at the Venetian Creek Bridge there. And cost is $5 per paddler to enter the race. And the registration starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, and the race starts at 1 p.m.
All right. Now, is that where it starts, right there by Chemical Bank?
Well, the paddlers put in at Chemical Bank, and they paddle down toward the mouth of Venetian Creek, where it joins into the Asable. And then they paddle from there up to Venetian Dam and back to Chemical Bank for the finish.
Oh, okay. So approximately how long does it take? It's not like the canoe marathon. This is a little quicker than that, isn't it?
Yeah, the entire race takes about an hour long.
Oh.
The top paddlers finish in about 45, 50 minutes, and everybody else comes in within about an hour.
Now, the paddlers that we're going to see tomorrow, are those some of them that will be a part of the canoe marathon this summer?
Most of them are, yeah. There's a few racers that join it just to come up and be with everyone that they hang out with all summer and get a little time in on the river, but most of them are in the marathon.
All right, so they can come on out and see some of those canoeists who are going to be part of that event this summer. Now, some viewing areas, what's the best place that people are going to come watch this? You know what, are there some prime areas where they should be watching for the canoers to go through?
Well, Chemical Bank is probably one of the best places to watch it this year.
Okay.
The road going down to the start at the weir there is a little rough this year, and I don't encourage people to go down there.
Right.
But once they start and they go by Chemical Bank, you can go up to Venetian Dam behind the Party and Food Center there and catch them. Watch them doing the buoy turn.
Oh, there you go. All right. Now, after the race is done, there's an awards banquet afterwards, right?
Yep. The MCRA has, the Michigan Canoe Racing Association has their awards dinner and general meeting after the race, and it's normally held at the Asable Inn, but this year we're having it at the American Legion.
Oh, okay. Right there on US 23 in Oscoda.
Yep, and that starts around quarter after 2:30.
All right, so that's a big day of canoe racing on Saturday, but then Sunday you guys have another event that's not on the water but on land.
Yep, we have the Klondike 5K, 10K run walk, and that's a $10 entry fee to get into that, and it's across from the old Air Force Base Warrior Pavilion. On the former Air Force Base there.
Yeah. And that gets underway. Registration at 11?
Yep, registration at 11. Race starts at 1, just like Saturday's race.
Yeah. All right, so come on out and watch the canoers or be a part of the canoe race, and then come on out and, burn off some of that cabin fever on Sunday and do a nice 5K or 10K run. And now that money goes right back into the canoe marathon, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Actually, the whole entire weekend is organized by the Asable River International Canoe Marathon Committee of Oscoda, and all funds are put back into the big race.
Very good. Now, Justin, if they want more information about this event, being a part of it, either the Saturday canoe races or the Sunday 5K and 10K, how do they get more information?
You can call me at 989-820-5196.
Okay, that's 989-820-51. Is it 5196?
correct.
5196. Okay, or they can visit myracing.com, too. They can get some more information there, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Very good. The Klondike Challenge, it kicks off the canoe racing season. It's taking place in Oscoda this weekend. Saturday is the canoe race. Sunday is the 5K and 10K. And the coordinator of the Klondike Challenge, my good friend Justin Griffith. Justin, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, I'd like to thank my sponsors, too, Rogers Food Center and Ace Hardware and Griffin Sun Tree Service for providing us with sponsorship to be able to put on a great event.
Very good. Yep, you can't do these kind of things without some great sponsors, and I'm glad you got those in there. Justin, have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to some good weather for you guys.
Thank you very much, Kevin. See you soon.